superstar, there is that magic moment of discovery and world acclaim. There was a time for Steve McQueen, for Clint Eastwood, for the legendary Bruce Lee. Now is the time for
The Fuzz,
the martial arts champion and film superstar. He is
The Fuzz.
He hunts his prey to the far corners of the earth, putting his life on the line. Time and time again. And again. And again.
Welcome to The Fuzz Show. Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have entered The Fuzz Show on KX935, right here, Laguna Beach's own radio station. Prepare to enter into a new dimension. You've been warned. A new track has been released. New album came out on the 1st of March from some boys called Frankie and the Witchfingers. They hail from the Midwest. They've settled in the West, in LA. The record's called Zam. Came out on Greenway Records. This is the first long play track called Dracula Drug. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be right back.
KX93.5. It's good for your ears and your soul. Stay tuned for more.
Let's see what we've got in today's gallery.
Welcome to the Fuzz Show. You're tuned in to a friendly tour of the audio underground, right here on KX93.5.
Oh, welcome back. That was The Circles. I was going to get to you. I can only assume that they don't exist as a band anymore because I can't really find their stuff anywhere. But I want to say that's from like 2014. And before that, we had Cy Doon with his track called Raise. This guy, I've got a cool random story, but I went down to San Diego to go see a show. And it was one of the few times I couldn't convince anybody to go with me. Nobody had heard of the bands and everybody bailed. So I was like, well, I'm already going. I went pretty deep into San Diego. It was this little tiny spot called the Tower Bar. And there was this band playing called Pontiac that I'd always wanted to see. And this guy, Cy Doon, opened up for him. And I didn't know anything about him. I'd never heard of him. And there was maybe, I don't know, there's only a handful of people there. It's a tiny little bar near the university or whatever. And this dude absolutely blew me away. I think he just played solo, and everybody, I mean, when a bar is that empty, it's hard to get people to kind of react to the music and dance and stuff, but it became a full blown dance party with like all seven of us or whatever. And, I've been hooked ever since. I actually was in touch with him years ago. He started a record label out of Joshua Tree or somewhere out there called Lightning Records. And he was onto some amazing music. I just recently started listening to a bunch of tapes that he sent me. Guys like William Tyler, who's pretty hot on the scene now, like finger picker guy, like an insane guitarist. Got a tape from him and a bunch of stuff. But anyways, that was Cy Doon, pretty rad. Coming up now is a brand new track from some buddies of mine. They're from my hometown of Monterey, Salinas area, but they've since moved to Brooklyn, upscaled. They're called the Mystery Lights. They're on Daptone Records, basically a subsidiary of Daptone called Wick Records, which is like their rock and roll kind of vibe stuff. They've got a new album coming out, I want to say in April, and they're touring right now for it. This is their single off of the album. It's called Someone Else Is in Control. These guys have the most epic energy on stage. I think you'll dig it. And then we'll follow it up with a local band from LA called The Creation Factory. It's kind of a throwback to some 60s, 70s summer love stuff. Anyways, that's enough talking for now. Here you go.
The Fuzz on KX93.5. It's good for your ears and your soul. Stay tuned for more.
Bye.
today's calorie.
Welcome to the Fuzz Show. You're tuned in to a friendly tour of the audio underground, right here on KX93.5.
That was the Velvet Underground with Foggy Notion, one of my favorite tracks from them. Before that was Television Personalities, an old one called Look Back in Anger. You are tuned in to the Fuzz Show. Here's a pretty rad early Pink Floyd track called Childhood's End. This was released on like a 2-CD thing of like early recordings, early years or whatever. I think you guys will dig that. And then we'll follow it up with a trippy one from the Beatles from Yellow Submarine called It's All Too Much. Thanks for tuning in. Coming up, we got a new one from Budos Band, the Black Pumas, a rad stripped down version from Charles Bradley, and then a pretty killer jazzy track for you to finish it off. Thanks for tuning in. That was a pretty epic one from the Beatles, called It's All Too Much. And yeah, got a couple more tracks coming up for you. I wanted to remind you that the Fuzz Show is presented by none and only the Cast of Crowns Art Collective, located at 412 Pacific Coast Highway up in North Laguna. They Twilight as an art gallery, tattoo space, and piercing spot where all the artists who perform the tattoos and stuff are all classically trained in oil painting. They're available 7 days a week. A lot of good things happening over there. And the Fuzz Show would not be possible without their continued support. It's pretty rad. Hopefully you guys have been able to check them out for art walks and stuff. But if you haven't, check them out any day of the week. They've got some amazing staff, amazing artists, and all around good vibes. They like the Fuzz Show, so come on, same peoples, right? Coming up next, I got Budos Band with Arcane Rambler. It's a new track off their forthcoming album. If it's not out already, I believe it's Budos Band 5. I gotta check that though. Then we'll follow it up with the Black Pumas and a couple more goodies for you before we tune out for the night. And yeah, if you're wondering where to find my stuff, you can search the Fuzz Show on kx935.com or search your podcast app and search Fuzz Show KX935. You will find a plethora of good tunes.
help me understand. Oh,
nobody wanna take the blame.
Is it you?